Good evening and welcome to A Million and One Questions, live on Leeds Student Radio, LSR. Tonight, the theme is which song would you enter the boxing ring to? And it's a very, very special version of A Million and One Questions. Not only because we're warming up to the biggest sports event in this millennium, but also because we have a very special guest with us today.
Say hello.
Hi there. I wasn't sure whether I counted as a very special guest.
You were. Ulrich's always here.
I'm always here.
Ulrich is always here.
Oh, well, thanks. It's quite an accolade.
So
introduce her.
This is Ruby.
Hi, resident feminist here. Give some dialogue.
So the Ruby that we talk about every week, that is a
number one fan of the show.
Loyal listener.
Used to be number one fan of the show until we did the boxing themed version, at least. We always invite different perspectives on A Million and One Questions. Every week we do a different theme, we ask a different question, and we try to pick songs that answer that question. And well, the question we had for today was which song we could imagine fighting to.
Entering the arena to.
Yeah, but I think, don't you think that that sort of carries on into the fight itself?
I don't think it still plays in your mind. No, I think it's like, I may want to move this jab. I may want to. It's a lot of other things. I'm not thinking about DMX anymore. I don't think that's what's in my mind.
So let's get into it with the first song.
No. You forgot to introduce the second part. There's another part, the Prime Minister part. You looked so. You didn't know that part?
And Tim also insists that somehow boxing is like politics, so that and that after the general election this Thursday, whoever becomes prime minister should enter take office to a theme song.
I think that should be the way it goes. I think it'd excite you more about your new prime minister.
So the last two songs we'll play tonight.
We switched them. Ruby is Toka's so frustrated right now. But the reason our first song is our prime minister songs is because Ruby actually picked one, which will be our first track because she's our guest.
Oh, brilliant! Okay.
Yeah. So our first track, Ruby, why don't you introduce it?
Okay. There weren't any women on the playlist, so I thought I'd get some Nicki in there. And it's also got Beyonce on it, so it's brilliant. But it's Feeling Myself, and I thought, what a great entrance to a political.
Yo, B.
Power.
They ready.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Ruby. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, down Mavericks. My Maybach, black matted. Bitch never left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself. Back off, cause I'm feeling myself, jack off. He be thinking about me when he whacks off. Wax on?
Wax on.
National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that nigga like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Change the game with that digital drop. Know where you was when that digital popped. I stopped the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I stopped the world. World stop. Carry on.
Kitty on fleek. Pretty on fleek. Pretty gang always keep them niggas on geek. Biting through Texas. Feed him for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicki is tight. I said, yeah, nigga, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that pipe. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me brain like NYU. I said, teach me, nigga, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. Keep digging that work. I got it. 36 of that real, pack it full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
Cooking up the bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna taste, digging up my ego.
Ego.
Buy,
bitches ain't got punchlines or flow. I have both in an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that ho-ho, let that ho know. He in love with that cook. Why these bitches don't ever be learning? You bitches will never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques from my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser. Dripping on that work. Tripping off that perk. Flipping up my skirt and I be whipping all at work. Taking trips with all them keys. Car keys got bees. Stinging with the queen bee and we be whipping all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we flawless. We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas on my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go let them whores know. Just on this song alone, bitches on her fourth flow. You like it, don't you?
Okay, welcome back to A Million and One Questions. That was Nicki Minaj with featuring Beyonce with Feeling Myself. That would be Ruby's theme if she ever ran for office.
I'm curious that you didn't ask me what my theme would be if I entered a boxing match.
I actually just didn't have the time. I just said, give me a song you have, because I had already put them on already. What would be your theme if you were in a boxing match?
Bad Man Missy Elliott, maybe.
That's a good one.
And are you planning on running for office?
Sandy Toksvig recently announced her Women's Equality Party, and I guess they'll be running in 5 years' time, and I'd be interested in joining that party.
If I'm still in the UK in 5 years, and Nicki is still your soundtrack to the campaign, I'll be voting for you.
Oh, great.
I mean, as a politician, you shouldn't make too many promises. But
I'm so tired of that now. I commit to that.
You commit to the Nicki part.
You can hold that to me in 5 years.
I like that. Ulrich, what about you? What's your what would be your theme song if you were running for office?
The thing is, I've actually been thinking about this all day, and I'm thinking about two songs. Maybe Tyler the Creator with Yonkers, or
you're gonna
Race Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of.
Yeah,
I like those choices. And what about
angry songs?
Are those the exact same songs if you're in there in a boxing match? Is that those transfer over?
I think so. Yeah, I think it would get me hyped and ready to fight.
Yeah, and okay.
Which brings us to the big question: what does Ed Miliband listen to before he enters the TV debate?
I didn't know that was a big question. I never thought about it.
I picture him being surrounded by his advisors and then sitting there in the corner, deeply focused, like the opening scene of 8 Mile, and listening to a song and sort of just getting in the zone before he goes out and stares weirdly into the camera.
God, I can't take it anymore. I don't know. Did anybody else think of that? Like what Miliband listens to prior? I mean, politicians lie about what they listen to anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they're always encouraged to have sort of like hip tracks.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever that would, like Coldplay or something. Terrible.
I didn't know Coldplay was hip. Well, when did Coldplay get hip?
I think it's quite mainstream, and so they'll reach out to the widest audience.
I've always personally meant that Coldplay is one of the biggest arguments against democracy.
He said that on the show prior, and I acknowledge that I am a Coldplay fan on my emo side. Paul Ryan, the vice president candidate for Mitt Romney, lied once. At least I think he was lying. He said he was a big fan of Rage. Okay. He was a big fan of Rage Against the Machine, and Tom Morello came out and wrote a statement immediately. What are you talking about?
You can't trust Rand Paul.
No, Paul Ryan,
okay.
Yeah, younger looking guy. The one that was vice president for Mitt Romney, nominee it is, from the great state of Wisconsin. All right, let's get into the next song. Toke, why don't you introduce it? Because this is Toke's song, and this is your song if you won political office. And when you told me it was Simon Says, I said, Simon Says by who? And you said Pharrell Munch, and I was like, what? Like, I remember listening to a song, and it's one particular part in a song I would love to scream in the vehicle with my father. So rub on the breast part.
I like imagining going into my office the very first day, going out to the balcony, looking over my constituents, my people.
Why would they be outside? Like, why would they be outside?
They're celebrating me.
Okay. And they're celebrating you, not the victory.
Yeah, they're celebrating me. And the tag is get the f up. I like it.
Get the F out.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we should listen to this song. Remember, this is a Toke Dyler song. You can follow him on Twitter at Toke Dyler if you have any issues with this song. It's a great tune, and Pharrell Munch is a really, really underrated MC.
Simon says, get the fuck up, throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back sipping yak, y'all, what's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. New York City pretty committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Y'all know the name. Pharrell fucking Munch, ain't a damn thing changed. You all up in your range of shit, inebriated. Straight from your original plan, you deviated. I deviated your pain with long-term goals. Slip my underground loop without the gold. You sold fat around the world, I sold wood in the hood. But when I'm in the street and shit, it's all good. Assume the motivated boom, control the game like boom. Raider rock, clock dollars, flip tips like a way to block shots. Styles greater, let my lyrics annoy. If you're holding up the wall, then you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Put your hands to the sky. Brooklyn in the back, shooting crash now. What's up? Girlies, rub on your titties. Fuck it, I said, rub on your titties. New York City, pretty committee. Pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Yo, where you at? Uptown, let me see them. Notorious for the 6'5s and the BMs. Heads give you beef, you put them in the mausoleum. And shit, don't start jumping till after 12 p.m. Ignorant minds are free them. If you tired of the same old every day, you will agree them. The most obligated, hard and R-rated. Slated to be the best, I must confess, the star made it. Some might even say the song is sexist. It's cause I ask the girls to rub on the breasts. Whether you're riding a train or a Lexus, this is for either or, rollies or Timexes. It's wicked like Exorcist, this is the joint. You holding up the wall and you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. The bump is in the back, shooting traps now. What's up? Girls, rub on your titties.
Yeah.
I said, rub on your titties. New York City, pretty committee. Pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. New Jerus, get the fuck up. Shaolin, get the fuck up. Long Isle, get the fuck up. Worldwide, get the fuck up.
I'm so excited about this. I want to run for office in a country that's small enough that my chances of winning are pretty probable. And then I want to play the song and then retire.
Oh, that's so great. Welcome back to the Million One Question Show. I'm here. Ruby's here chilling with us.
Hello.
If you are just tuning in, we feel bad for you because you missed two great tracks.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj, Pharrell Munch.
Soundtracks to assuming political office.
Yes.
And because it's difficult when you only do a show once a week and you have to take all of the relevant themes for the entire week and put in one show.
Yeah.
Because, of course, next Thursday is the general election.
It is.
Please remember to vote.
And
more importantly,
it's
yeah, it's done for you.
Yeah. Invent a time machine, go back and register.
More important than voting, remember to listen to LSR next week.
Yeah, even more important than voting.
Because
the whole LSR squad will be doing live election coverage from 8 in the evening till noon next day.
Yeah, and we'll be on from 10 to 12.
And we'll be on from 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Playing your favorite hip-hop.
That's a lie.
That's
a straight, don't lie to the listeners. We don't have that many. They have to trust us.
I'm sure. I was just thinking that maybe we could just show up with the playlist because
they're not gonna
announce anything for those 2 hours anyways.
Oh god, there's not gonna be anything interesting about 4 a.m.
And we're at 4:30, right?
Yeah, and yeah. They'll serve breakfast at Old Bar. So if you want to have fun watching,
wait, is it free? No, it's not. It's not. I don't think so. I just wanted to put it out there. Who knows? Maybe.
So plug listen to LSR every day of your life, but specifically next Thursday on general election.
Okay, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. Before we get into the next to the boxing tracks, we're gonna play my song for political office. I'm just gonna start it.
Y'all better quit playing with God. Soon as they like you, make them unlike you. These kissing people ass is so unlike you. The only rapper compared to Michael. So here's a few hating ass niggas to fight you. And here's a few stink ass niggas to bite you. I don't even want to hear about what niggas might do. Old niggas mentally still in high school. Sit the tight jeans, they ain't never liked you. Pink ass polos with a fucking backpack. But everybody know you brought real rap back. Nobody has swag, man. We the rap pack. Virgil, Pyrex, Dossie, Snapback. I've been diamond, shot down shining. Monopin' this bitch again, change the climate. Hoppin' this bitch again, same thing, garment. Until the day I get struck by lightning. I am a god, so hurry up with my damn massage. In a French ass restaurant. Hurry up with my damn croissants. I am a god. Jesus, he said, what up, Jesus? I said, shit, I'm chilling, trying to stack these millions. I know he the most high, but I am a close high. Mi casa su casa, that's our Costa Nostra. I am a god. I am a god.
Welcome back to the Million One Question Show. I hope you enjoyed that last song. I am a god. Timac.
I imagine that you'd get an immediate vote of misconfidence.
You want your people outside and then rub on their titties. That is way worse.
That's body positive.
Oh, come on. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Ulrich, what do you think of my song, Ulrich? Be supportive.
Well, I think that it wouldn't be in a democracy that you would get elected, so it would be in some kind of very strange political system that you were allowed to play this
song. That's nonsense. They would appreciate it, and especially as much as people love Kanye these days. It's a polarizing figure.
Yeah, I don't think he'd... don't think he'd get 50+% of the votes.
I think it would. Do you think Kanye would appreciate that song choice?
Yeah, yeah.
And he would get on the radio and everything and say, that's the best election of all time.
I'd vote for Kanye.
All right, transitioning from one twat to another. Kanye West, who I do love. But this fight, and we are dedicating sort of this theme this week to the probably fight of the century, and the biggest fight I've known in the last 25 years. Mayweather-Pacquiao. Mayweather is a very problematic character, and that is a portion of the reason why we invited Ruby on today.
I mean, problematic would probably be an understatement.
It would be. It's the only... I can't think of any other words.
Domestic abuse, other swear words that I can't use on air, etc. I think it's interesting that you chose to theme this week's episode on it, because obviously I'm such a fan of you guys' show, and... And I appreciate the sort of feminist enthusiasm that you always have every week when I persistently tweet in asking you to play more women. So he is a convicted domestic abuser, and he's also consistently denied doing anything to anyone in a sort of narrative that is no one caught me on tape or no one actually has seen it, so I kind of get away with it anyway. And I guess, obviously, we can all accept that he's problematic. But the thing is, I guess my angle is that you encourage it by watching it, because you give figures, you perpetuate a sport that facilitates and pays domestic abusers and won't condemn them. I mean, that's a big thing. I mean, you don't, like, the coverage is not, if maybe there was kind of like an amount of coverage that was criticizing him, then maybe it'd be kind of more debatable, but there just isn't.
So I think that one of the big problems, or one of the specific problems about this fight, is the way that boxing as a sport is structured, that there is no official not-for-profit organ that can, for instance, punish the athletes in the same way, whereas, for instance, NFL has had huge problems with domestic abuse for a lot of their players, and are starting to have a much more active stance on it and take and sort of engage in the whole conversation and even recognize that there is a problem with their players. And that's really difficult to in boxing, because it's such a strangely organized thing. Now, that's of course not condoning Mayweather in any way. It's just maybe part of the explanation why the debate on this in this match specifically hasn't come from as much from within the boxing community, is because there simply isn't any organ within the boxing community to set the agenda on such conversations.
Yeah, sure. I mean, when there's money behind things, it's often more of an issue.
See, you can't have feminist critique without capitalist critique, and you can't have capitalist critique without feminist critique.
You're so right.
I completely agree. I want to get to what Ruby was saying really quickly. I think it's a bit unfair to say there hasn't been coverage about it. There's a lot of coverage about it in the last 2 weeks, and that should go to many of the women that are in sports journalism in the United States now have done a great deal of coverage about that. I mean, of course, it's not the overwhelming coverage. I mean, a lot of it is about whether who will win, who will lose. But the secondary element of this fight is Mayweather as an individual. And I applaud some of the journalists that have done that. Now, I also have issues with some of the other journalists that have sort of ignored it and made excuses for it. But there has been coverage about it. Secondly, to Toke's point, that is, I said something about that earlier on Twitter at MadMag2Ds. There is a problem in boxing, and it has been for years, about the governing body. Is that, you know, there is no overwhelming governing body, no centralized governing body that does anything about fighters, that does anything about boxing in general. It's just run like sort of like the Wild West is run by promoters. In the case of Mayweather, this makes Ruby's case even more. He is his own promoter. So he has been able to do that the last few years. He's collecting a lot of the revenue himself. He doesn't actually have a promoter like Bob Arum, like Pacquiao has. So as a result, you could make the argument that he is getting more profits than normal as a result of that.
Yeah, I mean, he's the highest paid sports person
in the world. Yeah, he is. One fight. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I mean, on the subject of the women reporting and criticizing him, obviously that's wonderful, and so they should be, as should everybody. Two female journalists were denied kind of entry to it. Well, yeah, it's controversy around it. But, I mean, they still want to be there. And I think there is a level to where boycotting it would be quite a large statement. And they can't because they're from, what, ESPN and CNN.
Yeah, I struggle with that because that's their job. But secondly, I don't think that they... I disagree with the concept that them being there is endorsing it. I think that their voice the last few weeks, and they've been relentless about it. And it's not only been women. It's been Keith Olbermann as well and other male journalists. But I don't think that's endorsement. Like, you know what I'm saying? I struggle with that because that's such a slippery slope to start calling that. I mean, it's all the fashion these days to wear Beats by Dre headphones. But if you know anything about Dre, you know Dre has a serious problem concerning
sure.
domestic
sure.
violence.
Sure, and we do this all the time. Like, we always have problems.
We pick and choose, and
yeah,
that's the problem I have.
Yeah, and it is an issue. But, like, let's put this out there. Like, he attacked his wife in front of his kids. He threatened to kill his kids and his wife.
He did.
You know, he's had, I think, he only went to jail for about 2 months.
90 days for good behavior. Yeah,
yeah. And I think there's 7 assaults against 5 women currently stands as the things held against him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and we all sit and watch him on television and report about him like that's not an issue.
But I'm, as a person that's in the boxing, it's known for years. And that's the other thing. It's like we've known, at least if you follow boxing, you know Mayweather has that,
sure, but
has that issue.
Most,
he went to jail for 90 days.
This is one of the most publicized fights, right? And you know, you have people yeah. like me who haven't come to boxing before. Like, I've watched, I mean, for example, I've watched MMA before. And I think that's interesting because you will get...
There's a very good story about a dude by the name of Machine Gun, I think. War Machine. Mm-hmm. That he his girlfriend was a porn star by the name of Christy Mack. And he beat her unmercifully. And it's a really, really sad case. If you go to ESPNW, it's a really, really good story to read.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, MMA is a interesting sport, to say the least. But, I mean, you will get you know, female fighters headlining events.
Like Ronda Rousey.
Yeah,
Ronda she's
Rousey.
A big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I think that kind of, firstly, like, it kind of changes the narrative around it in the way that maybe it doesn't with boxing. But... I guess the thing is, you know, you get new people coming to this sport, like me, for example, who hasn't followed boxing as much. And it's all well and good to say, yeah, well, we've been talking about this in the boxing community for a very long time. But I mean, for every new person that's coming along, which there will be a lot of people because it's such a huge fight.
Yeah.
Those people aren't getting that kind of dialogue.
So you still think that the dialogue isn't about his domestic violence? I think that has become a prominent narrative in the last 2 weeks.
I mean, it's very hard to tell. I work in feminist circles on the internet and left-wing media. I don't know what it's like if you're constantly imbibing Fox News and the Daily Mail.
Well, on one of the biggest debate shows in the States, they talk about it all the time. First Take on ESPN. It's been a common theme. I think boxing journalists stay away from it, and I think that is a problem I have.
I mean,
Dan Raphael.
Maybe there's a question that is, do we need to be having a debate around this?
I like that debate. That's a good question. I think definitely you should be. I think it's definitely something to take in consideration.
I think that if you expand that perspective a little bit, a lot of sports events have been parts of horrible suppressive structures, but have led to discussions that otherwise would have happened when with the World Cup in South Africa, for instance. There was a lot of talks about South Africa as a country and the post-apartheid society yeah. and how institutionally racist a country that still is. World Cup in Brazil, a similar thing happened where all of a sudden a lot of people knew what a favela was that hadn't known before. You could make that same argument about... I think that feminism is gaining momentum in popular culture that is really important. Like, a lot of people would probably be unfamiliar with the concept of rape culture if there hadn't been a discussion about blurred lines. So I think it's really, really important to take these discussions. Now, that's not saying that we should sort of have publicized Floyd Mayweather anymore just because that it'll sort of follow with him an automatic discussion. But I think that debates like the ones we're having now are it's really important to politicize sports events and popular culture events the way that we're doing right now. I find the boycotting debate fascinating and interesting, and I haven't personally made up my mind about it, but I have a suspicion that if we want to engage people who aren't already familiar with, for instance, how whites like with violence against women and debates around that blanket boycotting events where like you'd have to boycott the Beatles discography, and you'd have to boycott the NFL, and you'd have to boycott.
That's the slippery slope I'm talking about. Is that you can't, you know, if when we get into that debate, we can't pick and choose.
And the,
well, in the case of Mayweather, I don't mind anybody boycotting that guy. I honestly, he is. And that's the other problem I had, is that people that have never watched boxing would come out and say that he's a role model. Who the hell is he a role model to? I don't know anybody that he's ever been a role model to, if you know anything about him. Mm-hmm. There's nothing about him admirable, besides the fact that his father was a boxer, and he's been boxing since he was four, and he boxes safe. So, by the way, anybody watching the fight, it's not going to be like MMA. It's not going to be entertaining. Pacquiao's going to come forward. Mayweather's going to, you know, shoulder roll. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, well, slippery slope is kind of a fallacy. I mean, it's not just because one thing happens doesn't mean that like every other step will happen. And I do think, and I do think we can choose, actually. I also think we can have the debate without having to watch the fight. We can have a debate around domestic abuse, and we can talk about Mayweather without having to be like, let's contribute to him receiving a huge sum of money. Because that is essentially what we're doing. And I guess the step by step of my thinking is that we don't watch it, people don't watch that fight, he loses popularity, he stops boxing. Of course, that's a huge
this
huge
is a
thing
tough
to
fight to do it on, because this is a fight that me and my cousin were texting, and people will tell you we never thought the fight would happen. Mayweather's going to make money whether you watch or not. He was guaranteed $40 million in his last fight before he entered the ring. So it's like, you know,
guaranteed $120 million.
So
yeah,
it's
because they know people will watch. But if there was a conversation where people weren't watching, then obviously, I mean, that's how things perpetuate, don't they?
I struggle with that, because he's created the first domestic violence incident that you're talking about the seven happened before his fight against De La Hoya, or either after around that time. That is the biggest fight in boxing history, probably the fight that this fight will break all those records. So it's interesting, because that is when he became a star. He beat De La Hoya, and then he knocked out Hatton, and then he became the character that you see now. But after that, there was no stop. The train, you couldn't stop. I wonder if you could ever stop it.
People can fool, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Just to return to the slippery slope argument, I completely agree that it's a fallacy, and that it can't be used balanced. What I'm more interested in than saying that we shouldn't boycott anything, because then we have to boycott everything, is how do we develop a principle on what to boycott or what we don't put up with? Because like with the blurred lines discussion, for instance, the conversation that sparked, I found was worth everything.
Sure, but no one got hurt in the blurred lines discussion, you know? Like,
What do you mean nobody got hurt?
Well, I mean, like, in the making of the
I understand what you're saying. It's particularly those lines that are the lines in blurred lines are the parts that are troubling. People potentially could have been hurt at, you know, using those words at another time.
Agree.
But in this case, you're 100% right. Like, the Mayweather case is a standard domestic violence case. He took her phone. She felt like she couldn't do anything. Her children had to go run to her neighbors. It's like, it is the standard case that you read about all the time, always taking the communication, the ability to taking that power away from a person. So I see what you mean when you say no one got hurt in the blurred lines compared to this.
Yeah. No, what I was getting at was just that how do we develop a principle on how to boycott? Do we boycott everything made by people who've been involved in domestic abuse? Do we strategically boycott focus our energy on generating a discussion and focus on very, very specific cases, and then we don't care much about having a general principle for what we accept, but we pick something specifically and strategically to generate a discussion around that.
I don't have an answer. I think generally we do it on a case-by-case basis, and we just have to be intellectually engaged with everything we do. I don't think there is a principle, or there ever will be, necessarily. And I don't necessarily think that means that we can't still kind of boycott certain things and not others. And I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things that come with the idea of boycotting that people really disagree with. And I'm not saying we don't talk about it, and, you know, and there's an embargo on ever discussing it.
Yeah,
or anything.
Yeah.
But it's just, we don't have to watch the fight.
I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Similar to Toke, I struggle with figuring out which ones in that system. And it always makes me think back to Chick-fil-A, not actually blurred lines. It's, you know, you guys don't have Chick-fil-A here, I guess. It's a they make delicious chicken sandwich. I don't eat chicken anymore, but they make delicious chicken sandwiches. Years ago,
vegetarian.
Shout out to my grandmother. We would get this spicy pepper jack sandwich. But no, they also were like huge donors to anti-gay legislators. Huge, huge donors. So when, you know, when discovering this, ultimately people said we should boycott Chick-fil-A. Did I boycott Chick-fil-A? I stopped eating chicken sometime after that. But more importantly, though, it was a difficult thing to figure out because when you think about all the corporations, you typically spend money on evil every day. You know, you'd be surprised how where the money that that you're spending actually goes a lot of times.
Sure. I mean, well, you know, boycott everything you want. Boycott as much as you can. Like, it's...
I love that.
Absolutely. And we just got a tweet from Rosie saying the same thing, that a lot of people who are opposed to discussions like these just blanket use the slippery slope fallacy to shut down discussion. And I just want to make sure that... make very clear that that's not at all...
Well, I said slippery slope, so that's not what I meant at all. I meant, I guess, more of picking.
I feel like your implication was that it was a slippery slope. But how do we know? But I mean, clearly...
I think what I see myself is more like on trying to be on the inside and looking out and say, when we do boycotts or when we say this is so much over the line, we could all agree that most songs in popular culture wouldn't exist in a better society.
Yeah, I agree.
And when I was raised, my mother used to sing me a lullaby, where the words were, "When I watch a Shell gas station burn, I get happy and I want more. I'll light my Molotov cocktail and find another one." Which was a Danish protest song about
classic Denmark.
Oh my god!
About boycotting Shell during the apartheid. I would never say that people shouldn't have boycotted Shell because atrocities were also going on other parts of the world. I'm just my interest is just how do we, when do we, or how do we develop strategies to address in the most effective and in the best possible way. And I would never argue against anyone boycotting anything, or neither their right to do it or their moral.
I don't think anyone ever should. The problem I have is when it comes off like moral grandstanding when people sort of, I know I'm getting risky here, but a moral grandstanding when people place that upon you. But you can answer that when I come back, because we have to go to a song. We haven't gone to a song in a while. Now we're about to go to some real gangsta-ish. We have Tupac with Ambitions of a Rider, and then after that we have 50, Would I Whip You Hurt. These are songs that you would go to the ring to, and this is Toke's song, the first one.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police watching at me, but you can't do nothing to me. Cause this life is a rap star, it's nothing without God. With boom, rough and rugged, addressing the mad public, my attitude was fuck it. These motherfuckers love it to be a soldier. My play take composure at ease, don't like to complicate it. Only what you make it to be. And my ambitions as a rider, to catch her while she hot and horny, go up beside her. Then I put some game in her ear, go to the telly ho. You put with money in a bin, cause bitch, I'm barely broke. I'm smoking bomb ass weed, feeling crucial. From player to player, the gang. Motherfuckers to pay us. I got no time for these bitches, cause they so hard to play. Some on the meal ticket mission, wanted me. So I'm wishing competition got me blitz. On that bullshit they stressin'. I'm a rhyme broke, clown hoes like it's mandatory. No press, no glory, my nigga bitch got the game distorted. Now it's on and it's on because I said so. Can trust a bitch in the business, so I got with damn bro. Now these money hungry bitches getting suspicious. Started plotting and planning on the scheme to come and trick us. But the niggas be on point and gang tight. Wanna be me. And now you got me right beside you, hoping
my ambitions as a product.
Say fuck all these niggas. Then I start thinking I should rob all these niggas. Man, my homies, they wanna do whatever I wanna do. I say I won't eat, they say shit, we won't eat too. Let's ride around, find a nigga stuntin' on Front Street. With the shines on, niggas be looking like lunch meat. I run up on a nigga, pop one on the floor. Tell him come up off that shit before we start popping some more. Fuck a scheme ass, man, niggas know who I is. I got a full clip, and niggas know I get big.
I whoop your head, boy. You know why I'm weird.
I whoop your head, boy.
With the back of the steel.
I whoop your head, boy.
Your cap can get peeled.
I whoop your head, boy.
Your ass can get killed.
I whoop your head, boy.
You know why I'm weird.
I whoop your head, boy.
With the back of the steel.
I whoop your head, boy.
Your cap can get peeled.
I whoop your head, boy.
Your ass can get killed.
I'm up early in the morning, trying to make a movie. Coming in when you're shorty, take your little one to school. Even though she caused the drama, you love your baby mama. I hit her with the llama to get this cake. Give us the coke, the cash, the combo to the safe. Oh, she don't know it. Damn, okay, but wait, I'll play with your kid on the couch while your bitch on the phone. With a gun to her head saying, daddy, come home. You was ballin', poppin' bubbly, didn't think it'd get ugly. And the whole shit is lovely until they go bad. Now you can pray for a miracle and God might be hearing you with a nine to jam right in my hand.
I whoop your head, boy. You know why I'm weird.
I whoop your head, boy.
With the back of the steel.
I whoop your head, boy.
Your cap can get peeled.
I whoop your head, boy.
Your ass can get killed.
I whoop your head, boy.
You know why I'm weird.
I whoop your head, boy.
With the back of the steel.
I whoop your head, boy.
Your cap can get peeled.
I'm with your head, boy.
Your ass can get killed.
I got his homie screaming, Buck, you need to calm down. Niggas be getting killed every time you come around. We ran up in his crib, made his mama kiss the ground. She asking God what my baby done did now. I'm taking everything, jewelry, I want it all. Duct tape him up, rip the phone cords out the wall. Fuck waiting, we gon' start waiting on tomorrow. So ask Satan if he got a car that I can borrow. I'm impatient like a money hungry rap star. Jacking for his chain and I can get a new Jaguar. Mac, I had his brains all over the fucking sidewalk. And I'ma be on CNN again. It ain't my fault. Marks, nigga, step. Right, nigga, left. G-Unit soldier, I'm thugging to my death.
I'm with your head, boy. You know why I win.
I'm with your head, boy.
With your back and steel.
I'm with your head, boy.
Your cap can get peeled.
I'm with your head, boy.
Your ass can get killed.
I'm with your head, boy.
You know why I win.
I'm with your head, boy.
With the back and steel,
I'm with your head, boy.
Your cap can get peeled.
I'm with your head, boy.
Your ass can get killed.
All right, welcome back. That was 50 Cent with "I'll Whip Your Head, Boy." He's talking about with a pistol, not in the case of a with your fist, but in Tok's song "Ambitions of a Rider," which is a classic by the great Tupac Shakur.
Great revolutionary.
Who died leaving a Mike Tyson fight, and they still don't know who killed him. How the hell do you...
The hip-hop police.
How the hell does... I don't know how that happens, but black lives always don't matter, it seems. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do you guys want to continue the discussion? We don't have much time left.
No, I
you don't
just,
have any points?
I just thought that the way... That maybe one of the last things you said was really interesting. That
what's
sometimes
that?
You just want to do things you know wrong without feeling guilty.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. I'm having serious cognitive dissonance about this, because this is like Christmas for me as a fight fan. You know what I mean? Like it's...
And I think...
Christmas comes with Mayweather, though. Jesus.
Yeah. It's like it's like a standard process of political changes. At first, you don't know that there is a problem, and then that you know that there is a problem, and then that you realize you're part of the problem, and this is when you feel guilty.
Oh yeah.
And then hopefully, finally, you change what you're doing, and then you don't have to feel guilty anymore. And then that change.
Well, he only has two more fights left, so I can't wait till he loses all his money gambling. I'm rooting for that though. I mean, he gambles a hell of a lot, but. Okay, Ruby, do you have any closing statements? I hate putting closing statements.
I mean, yeah, I guess I'll just say that sometimes we have to marginalize the things we love to make change and support survivors of domestic abuse.
It's a spear in my heart right there.
Thanks, and thanks so much for coming.
I really appreciate it. I asked her this afternoon, and she was really quick. She responded really quickly.
And I want our million and one questions, even though this is the second last show we'll probably ever do with a million and one questions. I wanted to be a political show as possible, because popular culture is political and should be talked of as political, and we've been trying to do that in a fun way, but we've also been trying to do that at least some of the shows we just had fun.
Yeah, we did. Well, Luke, what do you think? You have any closing statements, buddy?
No, I think it's a good idea to be more political when you do a radio show. We try to.
We try. So we definitely try.
Into it, yes.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about who do we want to beat up. Ruby, in her case, I guess she would like to beat up Floyd Mayweather. We all would. And Chris Brown, and who else? Bobby Brown. All the Browns.
John Lennon. I would want to beat up John Lennon.
What a terrible father, right? Terrible father. All you Beatles fans. I have no shame saying that. Look it up. Hey Jude, why was Hey Jude written? Okay, so LL Cool J, What Mama Said Knock You Out is next. That's my choice. I'm an old school guy. Cool J has a lot of hits. I was thinking about I'm Bad, but I picked this one instead. I think it's direct. In the case of Tok, it's X Gonna Give It To You. He wants to pick another domestic abuser. I'm just kidding. He blew your face. X is an interesting guy. But yeah, those are two songs up next, and we'll be right back.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More so. But tonight, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my peers. Put suckers in fear. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Over the competition, I'm towering, wrecking shop. When I drop,
It's just a public service announcement sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Fly it in a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, Ho, Ho, not D-O-C, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect us. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. Say the movie, dog.
Now, before I finish, let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
Thing ain't lie. I done came through the block and everything that's fly. I'm like Che Guevara with bling on. I'm complex. I never claim to have wings on. Nigga, I get my by any means on. Whenever there's a drought, get your umbrellas out, because that's when I brainstorm. You can blame Sean, but I ain't inventing the game. I just rolled the dice trying to get some change.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students
in Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.
You.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
Cooking eggs? Who are we kidding? You're not even out of bed yet.
Rather than wasting away in bed every Monday morning, start your week right here with us, Katie and James, on the Monday Breakfast Show.
You can listen to James try desperately to claw his way up the leaderboard on our various games.
Ouch. Or help Katie desperately try and find the one on our Tinder swipe-off game.
Well, that's rude.
9 to 11, every Monday morning on Leeds Student Radio.
£1 shots, £2.50 doubles and free cocktails before 3 a.m. This is madness!
You're right, but it's not just madness. This is the Madhouse! And with two Mr. J-bombs for £5, you'd be mad to miss it!
Fab Cafe, the world's first TV and movie-themed bar.
Live from Leeds University Union.
At the heart of your student life.
The things that matter to you.
To you.
To you.
To you.
Your news.
Your views.
Your life in Leeds.
Live at 5.
This is The Beat in association with Amber Cars.
Download our app for the quickest taxi service in Leeds.
Join us on election night for 8 hours of election coverage straight from your student union.
With live reports from election counts.
Special panellist guests. And of course, great music.
Tune in to Leeds Student Radio for the best student-led, student-orientated election coverage in the UK.
I'm voting.
I'm voting.
I'm voting.
Make sure you're listening throughout the night from 11 p.m. on May 7th.
Have you heard what's happening on Mondays at noon?
Nothing that cool.
Hello and welcome to the Front Page Affair with the Foxy Pair.
Bringing you your weekly dose of silly celebrity satire. Join them at midday on Monday for the Front Page Affair with the Foxy Pair.
And have you thought about where you want to live next year?
No, I literally can't be bothered to start looking.
But you've got to start thinking about these things.
I've got so much work on at the moment. I'm really stressed with that essay deadline, and I don't have time to think about finding a new house.
Sound familiar? If you're worried about house hunting this winter, then Spencer Properties can help.
With a wide selection of properties in Hyde Park, Headingley, Burley, Woodhouse, and the city centre, Spencer...